Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout, up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. And of course, you know, tonight I just want to play you some of the clippets I never got to put on air. On a variety of topics that we had. But the most interesting of these clips are those by Pastor Green. And it's not because they are bad. It's not because they are better than others. It's just because we just didn't put them there yet on time. And also because of time constraints. And of course, it happens much of the times that we become those kinds of people who would say, okay, let me shelve this because of time, you know. And tonight, I just want to take off the gloves, you know, and give you some raw footage of what we had done. And the topic is salvation. What is salvation? What is the purpose of salvation? What are the conditions of salvation? And what's our attitude towards salvation today? So we are touching on that. I trust that as we do so, the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. I'll also give you songs. I'll also play songs. Since this is a day, you know, some people are still in a jovial mood. So I'll play you some songs. You will enjoy quite a lot with regards to this. But I want to start with Pastor Green. Pastor Green, greetings to you. The issue of the topic, I like the way you say, okay, now I hear the topic. Oh, I hear you, Pastor Ray. And we are touching on this, the issue of salvation. What comes to mind? What is salvation according to you?
Greetings, greetings in Jesus' name, Pastor Ray, and greetings to all the listeners. May the Lord bless all of us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I hear you, Pastor Ray, I hear you. Yeah, this is a very wonderful topic. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Salvation. Yeah. Salvation, yeah.
Mm.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You know, when I read the Bible says we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, which means every person needs to be born again.
Yeah.
Every person needs salvation.
Mm.
But I hear what you say when you say, how did we see it before and how do we see it now? You know, I was born again 1986 on the 30th of March.
Mm.
And before that, you know, I was like blind. I was like not knowing where I'm going, what I'm doing. The salvation was, it didn't mean anything to me.
Mm.
Because I was not born again. But after 1986, the 30th of March, when God saved my soul, when salvation came to my heart, everything changed. My life changed. My everything of mine changed. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's according to the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says if somebody's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. So in other words, we are no longer the same when we have received salvation. Our life changed. Our attitude change, our behavior change, the way we are talking change, everything. There's a lot of things that change in us. Hallelujah. And, you know, we thank God for the salvation, because if it was not for the salvation, I don't know where we'd be. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm. I hear you quite well. He says, if it was not for salvation, I don't know where we could have been. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Green, there. Like I said, you know, we will also play some songs that pertain to salvation. I trust that you will enjoy.
Masim to me se khokonge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siyathandaza, siyatumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. We had some clippets. These are the clippets that I didn't play that much. And in my recordings of interviews with our guests, and I'm focusing on Pastor Green in this hour. Even more others I will focus on. but on Pastor Green, the very issue of what salvation is and what it is even all about. Now, the notion of the purpose of salvation, you know, is greatly for the forgiveness of sin, yes, and the notion of the redemption of man and the reconciliation of man towards the Father. And this is something that many people don't see. They think salvation and its purpose is that you become branded with a denomination that depicts itself as a salvation denomination. But it is about your personal reconciliation with the Father, to the Father. The purpose is to return you to the Father and to his love and protection and safety from all the ravages of the world, the things that are happening in the world, and also from all the damage that is caused on by worldliness and the world as it seems. Now, Pastor Green, what is the purpose of salvation according to you? What have you learned even about your own salvation? And in your experience and walk, what would you say the purpose of salvation is even all about? And I like it because the answers are sweet and short. Pastor Green.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes. You know, according to the Bible says we were all like sheep that is lost, that have gone astray, that have no shepherd. We were all like sheep that have no direction. We didn't know where to go, who to go to. Mm. And God had to send somebody to come to save us, to reconcile us back to him. Mm. And that is the plan and the purpose of salvation, to reconcile us, to bring us back to God. Mm. You know, the Bible says, him who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Mm. So when we talk about salvation, righteousness is included. Hallelujah. Our faith is included. Mm. There's many things that is included in our salvation. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, chapter 11, verse 6, there's only one way to please God, and that is by faith. For everyone who comes to God must believe that God exists and that God is a rewarder of those who seek him. So in other words, we cannot know who God is without salvation. We cannot go to God without salvation. That is what brought us, bring us closer to God. That is what make us to understand who God is, what God can do for us. Salvation is it changed everything in us. It helped us to understand who God is and what is the purpose of God for us to be on this earth. It helped us, it changed our mindset so that we can also know the will of God. Without salvation, Pastor Ray, it's you know, it's difficult to know who God is, and it's difficult to know what God wants us to do, because salvation changed such a lot of things in our life. So I think that is the purpose why God wants us to be born again. When we read also in the book of John chapter 1, John chapter 1, I think it's verse 11, the Bible says he came to his own, but his own recognized him not. But in verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, that is salvation. Mm-hmm. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become children of God, so that we can be children of God. I think that is the purpose, Pastor Ray. Mm.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Like I said, we are just taking it easy, having a nice mellow. But at the same time, it is important that we talk what is right. And the very issue and notion of salvation comes to mind. Thank you for understanding the purpose of salvation.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Snippets of the unbroadcasted interviews that I have done. And of course, this one on salvation, I've done some of these we have put on air, but others we did not. And these are the most interesting ones in that we are asking those pertinent questions about salvation. We first asked as to what is salvation? What is it even all about? And you realize it's not about a church affiliation. It is about what Christ has done. It's a massive phenomenon, a massive event that has taken place. It's a historical event about the salvation of man, Christ taking our sins upon his own account and giving us his innocence. It's just amazing there. And then we asked about the purpose, and the main feature on the purpose was reconciliation. Reconciliation with the Father. And this makes sense when one says, for we have been called into the ministry of reconciliation. That is, of returning to the Father. It's amazing that we take note of that. Now, I came to another question. And then I started to ask about conditions. You know why? Because as I was growing up in the streets, I always had this friend. And then I said to him, you know what? We should go to that church. Yabazalwane one time, you know. And he says, yeah, we have to go. But you know what? We need to have suits. Haven't you seen those people in that church? They are wearing suits, man. You and I with clothes like this, we won't make it. We'll barely make it to the gate. They take people with suits. Wow, what a condition there. It almost stuck to me. I was young. I mean, it almost stuck to me. Say, oh, okay. It's for people who, Baba Ikonang, people who come from Atrizville, Pretoria will understand what I mean. But now, the issue here, again, is the real purpose. And I was able to record a short answer from Pastor Green. What is the purpose of salvation? What is also the concept of salvation? Then we come to that point. What are the conditions of salvation? Since many had been spoken, but what are the conditions of salvation? Pastor Green, the conditions of salvation, what comes to mind with regards to that?
Amen, amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, you know, God wants us to worship him with spirit and truth. Mm. Hallelujah. And you know, according to my understanding, that you can't worship God with spirit and truth without a true salvation.
Mm.
We need a true salvation to worship God with spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Amen. According to the book of John chapter 4, I think it's verse 24, the Bible says God is looking for people to worship him with spirit and with truth. And, you know, if we are not truly born again, if we are not having a true salvation, and then we will worship God not with the spirit and truth. We will worship God, you know, half-heartedly, because our whole heart will not be there. Mm. Everything of us will not be there. So I think salvation is very important for every person, so that we can be nearer to God, so that we can be closer to God. I listen to what the pastor is saying, the other pastor is saying, according to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling us back to him, not even counting our sin against us, and giving us the ministry of reconciliation. So what I want to say is that salvation is the most important thing for every person on the face of the earth. That is to draw nearer to God, to come closer to God. But the thing is, where does salvation come from? Salvation comes only through Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, there is no other name given to man whereby man can get saved except the name of Jesus. For that's the only name that have salvation. So you can see, this is something deeper than what we are thinking, Pastor Ray. Mm. I read also in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one can come to God the Father except through me. So in other words, if you don't have salvation, you don't have Jesus. And if you don't have Jesus, you can't go to God the Father. So this is so important, Pastor Ray, that salvation, really, the conditions that salvation have is to bring us closer to God. It's to make us to understand who God, what God wants from us, how God wants us to live, how God wants us to behave, how God wants us to answer people, how God... Salvation brings something big in us, Pastor Ray. Mm. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more. We're touching base on this, the issue of salvation, what it is even all about. And these are the snippets that we have done over a time. And I trust that you are enjoying them. We also will do other snippets by other guests so that you can hear for yourself as to what was going on.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are talking about salvation, what it is even all about. Now, I also asked a question as to the essence of salvation. What is the essence of salvation? And what has become our attitude towards salvation today? What is the essence of salvation, and what has become our attitude towards salvation today? This is how Pastor Green also responded about the essence of salvation.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. You know, the other thing that I really look at in the time that we live now, you know, salvation, we call it salvation, but I don't know if it's really salvation. Many people say they are born again, and they give their hearts to Jesus. Mm. But their life, it just remained the same. Everything just remained the same. There's nothing that changed. Even the day when they say, I give my heart to Jesus, they come with big smiles on their faces. They, you know, there's no remorse. There's nothing. Mm. There's nothing that moves us. There's nothing that touch us. There's nothing that tell you really that this person is giving his heart to Jesus. I remember when I repented 1986, the 30th of March. I remember when I gave my heart to Jesus, I was crying like a baby. Mm. You know, I was feeling sorry for all the sin that I've committed. I was feeling sorry for all the wrongs that I've done. I had the remorse. There's something that happened in my heart. But today, I don't understand. People are giving their hearts to Jesus, but their life is just carrying on the same. You find sometimes somebody is staying with a man and they are not born again, they are not married. But when they, after giving their heart to Jesus, they go home and they continue living the same way. I don't understand the salvation of today. But a true salvation, I know it changed your heart. It changed your life. You don't feel like doing sin anymore. You don't feel sin become bitter to you. Sin become a problem to you. When you are really born again, sin become a problem to you. Hallelujah.
Mm. I hear you.
The other thing, Pastor Ray, let us take, for example, the Apostle Paul. Before he was Paul, he was...
Before you get to that, I want the very notion of what has been now the attitude, and do we see the essence of it as you tell us about Paul, and tell us what comes to mind with regards to Paul, and of course the notion of salvation to him. Did he see it as essential before the lightning?
The other thing, Pastor Ray, let us take, for example, the Apostle Paul. Before he was Paul, he was Saul, and he was very naughty. He was doing a lot of wrong things. Christians even got hurt. Christians died. A lot of things happened. Christians end up in prison because of Saul. But after he got born again, Pastor Ray, there was a change. After he got born again, he became one of the mightiest apostles in the Bible. He wrote most of the New Testament. To show you, this man have changed. He's born again. He's no longer the same. Although the other Christians was afraid of him when he started to preach, but his life have changed. So that is what we talk about, a true salvation, not what we see today. Not the things that we are, you know, today, there is true salvation today, but it's very rare, it's very scarce, Pastor Ray. It's not, that's why it's not everyone who preach salvation in the time that we live. People are preaching many things, but they are not preaching salvation, because there's no true salvation in the time that we live. If you find it, it's very rare, Pastor Ray, it's very rare. Mm. So what I'm saying is that, we look at this thing. What is the true salvation? That is what people need. That is what must happen in our communities. That is what must happen in our churches. That is what must happen in our families. If you have done something, like, for example, if you've gone to places, after you are born again, you don't go to those places anymore. If you have done things that you are not supposed to do, after you are born again, you don't do those things anymore. Hallelujah. Because God have changed you. Your life have changed. You are no longer the same. You are no longer the same person. That's why the Bible says, if somebody is in Christ, it's a new creation. The old is gone and the new have come. That is what we talk about salvation. Salvation also, God is giving us a chance to take away the old things and give us a new start.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Green, for that. I really appreciate. Right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And, of course, some of the things I spoke with Pastor Green those times, you know, and we never got to play them. We never got to play them that much. And those were the short answers. That we never got to play them that much. So we are going on that. And of course, when we come back, I'm going to be asking this question. It's a twofold question. Today's churches, do they emphasize salvation? If not, then what do they emphasize? It's a twofold question. When we return after this.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. This is your show, man, right up to 8 o'clock. And Thursday Live it is. We are looking into the Nation of Salvation and some of the clips that I never played On salvation. Of course, also some of the clips that I played, but with less emphasis. Some of the clips that we kept short about salvation. And I've chosen that at this hour, let us focus on Pastor Green. And I was also asking this question. It's a very pertinent one. When it comes to today's churches, do they still emphasize salvation? Or have we gone on to see much of the churches emphasizing memberships and also your economic affiliation, you know, so that they know how to get money out of you and stuff. But when it comes to salvation, are we seeing it being taken so seriously that it is the essence and the priority of every message that is taught in the churches these days? I don't know what you say about this, but also I had a talk with Pastor Green about this. What comes to mind on this issue, Pastor Green, of the attitude towards salvation? Are churches preaching about this, or are they beating about the bush?
You know, another thing, Pastor Ray, we read in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, say, if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Now that verse, Pastor Ray, we are taking it common. People are not even saying Jesus is Lord with the Spirit. People are not even believing in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. They just say it with their mouth, and then end of that, we say they are born again. Pastor Ray, I believe that the salvation also have fruit. The Bible says, Jesus have said, you shall know the tree by the fruit. So we cannot just go around and say everybody is born again because he have confessed with his mouth, Jesus is Lord. Now, we don't even know if he did believe in his heart, because that one we can't see it. So now, that is why I say we can only see by the fruit. Remember in the book of John chapter 15, Jesus said, I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Then he said, every branch in me that bear no fruit, my Father take it away. In other words, those branches that bear no fruit is the ones, Pastor Ray, that did not mean what they have done. That did not mean really, I take salvation. That were not serious. It's those that come to play. It's those that come and say, no, I just go there to please somebody. But it didn't really mean he give his heart to Jesus. If you really give your heart to Jesus, Pastor Ray, there must be a change. There's no two ways. I've never seen a person that have been with Jesus and come back and still the same. Everyone that have been with Jesus, their life changed. Everyone. Even from the Bible time, the apostles that was with Jesus, they have changed. Everyone that was with Jesus changed. There's nobody that can be the same. So some of us were just in the church. We were not really with Jesus. We were just standing there in front in the altar call, but we were not really with Jesus. But
we were not really with Jesus. He says, okay, some of the churches don't emphasize, in other words, the notion of salvation. But, you know, Pastor Green, the thing also that comes to mind is, are we seeing a move and a drive from us to say, let us equip the saints in the churches to start seeing the importance of salvation? What say you finally?
Amen, amen. Pastor Ray, also the other one. You know, when we have received salvation, now we have fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Now we have fellowship. Now it's no longer, how can I say, we are no longer strangers. We have fellowship with God. We have a relationship now. We are family, praise the name of the Lord. But the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and we are still walking in the darkness, then there's no truth in us. So you see how important it is. If we say we are born again, if we say we have received salvation, and we still walk in the darkness, there's no truth. We are not practicing the truth. That's according to the Bible, Pastor Ray. That is what is written in the scripture. That's why it's very, very important. Even today, I've noticed many churches don't make altar call anymore. There's no more a chance for people to receive salvation, because this thing has become now a common thing. It's no longer important. It's no longer important for people to be born again. It's no longer important for people to receive salvation. So that thing is really important, Pastor Ray, that we must make altar calls, that our churches must come back to the place where they used to be. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. And of course, our churches must come back to the notion of preaching salvation and stop beating about the bush. It's important that salvation becomes a priority in every ministry. Salvation should become a priority in every ministry. That is important.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.